And welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. In today's episode, let's take our airplane from Mexico City, San Antonio to Oakland and discuss Hobi's tour, March 31st in Bangtan history, and the song Airplane Part 2. First, BTS activity last week. March 22nd to March 28th, Korean Standard Time. You may have noticed that I've started labeling this section as BTS activity rather than news. There are a lot of places where you can get news, but since I don't like reporting on things that the members themselves haven't shared, I think BTS activity is more accurate. And also a reminder that I don't share stalker info, so if you see other places reporting that, say, a member has moved into a new apartment, I'll likely only share that if the member does a live stream or posts a photo and says, hey, check out my new apartment. Once again, Hobi updates will be at the end since he's the most active right now. RM posted a bunch of photos from spring vacation that he was able to take. Over the course of the week, he also recommended songs, Crash featuring Raphael Sadiq and Kelly Rowland by Saba and No ID, Dancing With Your Eyes Closed by Jane Remover, a Korean song that I failed to get the English translation or romanized spelling for, sorry about that, and No Strings by Paris, Texas. RM also shared a Save Nanami post from Eyes Mag about the anime Jujutsu Kaisen. During his vacation, RM also attended the Out of the Blue exhibit by photographer Yoon Ji-yong. He posted a picture of a four-cut photo booth photo from it. The exhibit chronicles the artist's experience after a sudden accident left him hospitalized with severe internal injuries, if anyone is interested in checking out further information. RM also posted some photo booth pictures with his military friends and shared that the Lost music video won a bronze award in Britain. We got episode 27 of Run Jin this week. Jin learned fencing, and in true Jin style, ended the episode by dueling a child. V popped onto Reverse for a moment to share some truly impressive gym photos. He gave us some updates. He's lost 10 pounds. He wishes he could see J-Hope's concert. And in response to those wondering why some of the other members got documentaries and he didn't, his response was that he didn't do one because he didn't think there was a demand for it. And because they gave statements to the media about it, so it qualifies as official updates from the members, this week has my first Suga activity since I started the podcast. Yay! Suga, J-Hope, RM, and Jungkook have donated money to support disaster relief efforts related to the current large wildfires in South Korea. Suga donated through the Red Cross, and J-Hope, RM, and Jungkook donated through the charity Hope Bridge. If you also have the means to help, many ARMY have been donating through Hope Bridge. Hope Bridge accepts PayPal, so it makes it easier for international ARMY to give. Now, J-Hope. It was the first week of promotions for Mona Lisa, so a lot of J-Hope's Instagram was devoted to that, posting dance challenge videos taken in various cool locations with his backup dancers or without, and also sharing videos from his backup dancers as individuals. He also shared some dance challenge videos from other K-pop stars and dancers. Big Hit also posted some dance practice videos and a fan cam of the Mexico City performance of the song to the Bangtan TV YouTube channel, as well as a little four-part interview with J-Hope about Mona Lisa as short-form video content. He also attended a couple station head listening parties, assigning ARMY different parts to sing along with him in the concert whenever he did. J-Hope had his concerts in Mexico City and also San Antonio. He posted selfie videos for the sound checks. He also did a live stream after the last shows. He caught a cold and was very sick before the Mexico City concerts, but he's resting a lot and is on the mend. He also shared the professional photos from the concert dates, and Big Hit posted short films for each city. An interview that J-Hope filmed before he left Korea aired on YouTube. It's with Barry Jung Jae-hong. If you want to look it up, I may have gotten the name of the show wrong, but you should be able to find it. I'd not watched it before, but Jae-hong was a really good interviewer, and they talked a lot about how J-Hope is feeling after enlistment and his hopes for the new singles and the tour. It was a very thoughtful interview. Also, his interview with Z100 in New York was finally posted on Thursday. It's a good interview, too. He also looks amazing in it. And that's BTS activity for last week. This day in BTS history, March 31st. March 31st, 2013. It's pre-debut. RM and Suga tweet a photo of RM in the studio hard at work. They wish everyone a happy Easter. RM also posts Freestyle 4 to the BTS blog. It's a rap about the blissful, innocent time of childhood to which we can never return once we know the cold and cruel world. March 31st, 2014. RM tweet recommends Radicals by Tyler, the Creator. Someone also tweets a photo of food. BTS appear on KKN Jinhae public broadcast. Afterwards, Suga, Jin, and RM tweet thank yous. March 31st, 2015. RM tweet recommends a song by Yoonha. Jin and RM goof around on Twitter, having a bit of fun replying to each other. RM films a log. He talks about his recent mixtape. He acknowledges that it's a risky way to reflect on himself. Recently, RM has been on the show Problematic Men, and he thinks more people are getting to know BTS. RM's been drained because he's been so busy in both February and March. He's really thankful to the other members for lifting some of the weight off of him, especially when it comes to working on the Most Beautiful Moment in Life albums. He feels that they're slowly starting to find their roles in the group, and they'll soon shine on their own. He's only been getting 2 to 3 hours of sleep a day for the past week. He thinks the outcome will be worth it, though. He wonders what the future will bring. If this ends up being the brightest he ever shines, then he's happy with it. He finishes by thanking the members again. You can find this log with English subtitles on the YouTube channel Bangtan Subs. March 31st, 2016. RM tweet recommends Dapper by Domo Genesis, featuring Anderson .Paak. J-Hope and Jimin tweet to promote Home's new song. Jin tweets a heavily filtered selfie that he doesn't like the original for, so he tweets a different unfiltered selfie too. I don't know when it was filmed, but on the Bangtan TV YouTube channel, Eat Jin Season 2 is posted. You can watch it with subtitles on the Bangtan Subs channel, though. It's a 37-second video wherein Jin explains that he switched to doing Eat Jin on VLive, but there were less people watching than he thought, so he's come back to YouTube for Season 2. March 31st, 2017. BTS are in LA about to perform the Wings concert the next day. Jin and Jimin take over the Twitter account ahead of April Fool's Day in the US, but spot on for Korea. They tweet twin pictures. B tweets photos of himself too. March 31st, 2018. Jimin tweets photos from Run BTS episode 46. Jin tweets selfies. This is also the day they filmed Run BTS episodes 52 and 53 through 56. Episode 52 is the escape room episode, which they filmed in the morning before they got on a bus to film episodes 53 through 56, which are the BTS picnic episodes. For those episodes, they traveled outside of Seoul to a rental house. These are really, really classic episodes. If you haven't watched them, I highly recommend them. They contain so many classic moments. Jungkook tries to trade Jin for ice cream. They play a very disastrous game of foot volleyball, sing karaoke, and in the late evening they have a barbecue and then read poems to each other by a campfire. In the poems they read by the fire, there's a classic one from Suga that's often quoted in ARMY. This was a trip done towards the end of the hard times they were having in early 2018. And it was actually a time when they were putting Run BTS on pause for a little bit, just to give the members a break from it. Some of the members actually thought that it wouldn't return, but it did eventually come back, as we know. So this was them sort of sending off Run BTS like they would do later on before their enlistment again. But this time it was just to lessen the workload a little to avoid burnout. Just to give you a taste of the mood, I think Suga's poem really does sum it up really well. And you'll see, I'll read it for you, and it will really give you a feel for how they were feeling in those times. The poem is called What a Relief by Suga. It's already been 5 years since we debuted. Just the boys with many dreams. We had nothing, but we have many things now. We were only dreaming, but we became a dream to someone. Life is full of choices and regrets. I'm scared, and so are we. We dreamed about flying up in the sky, but it's too high and cold. It's hard to catch our breath. The brighter the light on us, the darker the shadow. What a relief that we have seven members. What a relief that we have each other. So again, if you can check out that episode, or those episodes in total, I highly, highly recommend it. March 31st, 2019. Sometime in the night between March 31st and April 1st, Jin texts RM for help in writing his song Tonight, which he'll release later that summer. March 31st, 2020. V tweets photos of Yontan. RM posts selfies with a golden retriever on Weverse. Jin is also active on Weverse, and it's a Tuesday, so we get Run BTS episode 98, which is part 2 of the pajama party. I don't know exactly when this one was filmed, but it was possibly the last episode that was filmed in 2019. March 31st, 2021. The second year of the pandemic, RM posts on Weverse that he misses ARMY and is working hard, and he hopes everyone is doing well, and that we can all look at the sky together. March 31st, 2022. Six of the members are in Las Vegas getting ready for the Grammy performance. J-Hope has been cleared for travel, but hasn't left Korea yet. Five of the members are rehearsing for the performance, but unfortunately for Jungkook, he tested positive for COVID a few days before, so he's trapped in his hotel room. Jimin, Suga, and RM also attend a Silk Sonic concert in Las Vegas. Then V goes out dancing, which he'll post videos of the next day. There's a lot of activity on Instagram. JK does a Q&A balance game out of boredom. Jimin and Jin change their Instagram profiles for April 1st in Korea. Jimin changes the BTS Twitter account to be a Park Jimin account and themes it accordingly. He then tweets that he doesn't know how to change it back. March 31st, 2023. The teaser for Suga's documentary Road to D-Day is released. Jimin appears on Choi Hwa-chung's Power Time radio show. You can also watch it on YouTube. He also appears on the Music Bank live show. J-Hope comes to support him. You can see the behind the scenes of that on the Bangtan TV episode Jimin Face Music Show Promotion Sketch. RM recommends the song Parody by Eve Tumor. Jimin shares the Like Crazy dance challenge with NewJeans, and Jimin and J-Hope make an appearance on And Team's YouTube channel in a video called And Cut Dance Challenge with J-Hope and Jimin of BTS. March 31st, 2024. Everyone's enlisted, but three people have their phones. Hobi shares Jinbo the Super Freak's post about Hope on the street. V recommends Neuron by J-Hope. J-Hope shares one of his military friend's photos of visiting the Hope on the Street pop-up in Seoul. RM posts photos from a recent vacation, including a photo of an encouraging bus stop sign from ARMY. And that takes us to this year, when, on the 31st, I'll be seeing Hobi in Oakland. You'll have to forgive me if I fail to promote my own podcast this week. I'm a tiny bit distracted. Song Discussion, Airplane Part 2. Airplane Part 2 was released in May 2018 on the Love Yourself Tear album. A Japanese version of the song was released on October 16th, 2018 on their ninth single album, Fake Love / Airplane Part 2. The official music video is for the Japanese version of the song. It was filmed sometime between June 14th and July 25th, 2018, which was around the same time they were filming the Idol music video. I think the music video is really stunning. True to the Latin pop sound to the song, the music video is filmed on a set that's made out to look like you're in Latin America somewhere. The members, likewise, are all dressed in more warm climate-friendly outfits. It's a dance-focused music video, rather than having a bold storyline or anything. It's about what the song feels like, a celebration of BTS's success. If you'd like visuals to go with the Korean version of the song, though, BTS also has you covered. When they were filming the 2018 summer package in Saipan, the staff put on Airplane Part 2 while they were at poolside with a camera, and that sparked an impromptu, improvised music video, featuring spontaneous piggyback rides, showing off how many inflatable pool toys they have, fake fights, some slow dancing, and RM running around with a chair over his head. They released the video for 2020 Festa. They called it Airplane Part 2 Summer Version. So why is Airplane Part 2 called Part 2, you might be wondering? Well, that's because J-Hope wrote a song called Airplane for his 2018 debut mixtape Hope World, which was released just a few months before Love Yourself Tear. BTS did the gang vocals in J-Hope's song, and when it came time to record Airplane Part 2, J-Hope actually took verse 2 from Airplane and made it verse 3 in Airplane Part 2. He could do this because both songs are the exact same theme, celebrating their success by talking about how much time they spend in airplanes. There are a ton of great performances to this song. They did it as their second promotional song on music shows when they were promoting the album. But I think my favorite performance of it was at the 2018 MAMA Awards in Hong Kong. That performance starts off with a prolonged intro where they have little solo introductions, though J-Hope and Sugar are in a pair who do a quick footwork dance together that ends in a paired drop split. Then JK does a prolonged saunter down the catwalk to start the normal choreo. There's also an iconic dance practice for the song that was likely filmed sometime in 2018, but released for Festa 2022. In the dance practice, everyone is in their usual dance practice outfits, except Jimin, who walks in looking like a full meal about to head out to a club and definitely not go home alone. Let's get into the song and the lyrics now. Airplane Part 2 was produced by P-Dawg and written by P-Dawg, RM, Ali Tamposi, Lisa Owens, Roman Campalo, Hitmonbang, J-Hope, and Suga. As usual, I'm using a combination of Dulcet Bangtan and Bangtan subs for the English translations. The meanings of the translations are the same, and the only difference is that Bangtan subs translations are a little more succinct than Dulcet, and therefore have a flow similar to the original Korean. Any quoted lyrics are my own combination of those two sources. Like many of BTS's songs, this one too is autobiographical. And I love the way Jungkook opens it because he describes himself. A strange kid, sang like he was breathing. Anywhere was fine. That totally describes Jungkook. He's spoken often, but probably most notably on the U-Quiz interview, about how when he debuted, he realized that he was the youngest main vocalist in the industry at the time, and therefore he had to work really, really hard. So he decided that vocal practice wasn't an hour set lesson that he went to, it was every single hour that he was awake and able to sing. So he just sang constantly in order to improve. But really, a strange kid could describe any of the BTS members, as the verse goes on to describe how they only wanted to make music. Like a lot of BTS songs, although this song is celebratory, there's also a dark truth underneath it. Jimin comes in to mention the failure and frustration that they experienced on their path. However, RM and Jin enter the conversation to tell us how it is now, where we still, sky high, sky fly, sky dope. We still, same try, same scar, same work. We still, wherever in the world we go, we still work in our hotel rooms. I still, one day things go well, the next day it's completely screwed. I still, who should I live today as, Kim Namjoon or RM? This is actually my favorite part of the song. I absolutely love Jin's high falsetto contrasting with RM's low voice. I still viscerally remember the first time I was able to see BTS perform this song in concert and watching Jin do this live. I absolutely love it when Jin shows off his range. Another favorite of mine is his part in Dionysus, for example. When they perform the song without the choreo, Jin and RM can also be quite hilarious as they dance with each other in this section. I remember in the Permission to Dance concert that I saw, they actually ended up forming a dance that's similar to one done in parts of Africa for married couples. It was really, really funny on Twitter after that happened. It's also the substance of what they're saying, though. They have success, but they also still have the same work ethic they always have. They put the same amount of passion into the work. And as they're flying everywhere, the work doesn't stop. They aren't flying in all these airplanes to go sip margaritas on the beach, though I'm sure they do that occasionally too. They're flying to check into a hotel and unpack their mobile studio equipment so that they can get back to work. And they aren't immune from things not working out just because they're successful. They can have setbacks. They can have carefully laid plans all fall apart. And then they can pick themselves back up and have things work out once again. RM also previously talked about living as Kim Namjoon versus RM. In the Burn the Stage documentary, which was filmed in 2017, just the year before the song was released, RM said that the problem was that he didn't have enough time in his life as simply Kim Namjoon. He spent most of his life as RM, the leader of BTS. It's like being elected eternal president at the age of 19. The course is where the party comes in, the success of being able to have world tours. Wherever they go, it's a party because they're the ones throwing the party. El Mariachi is repeated in the chorus. For those who don't know Spanish, El Mariachi means the musician. What they're describing is the life of a modern, popular musician. Then it's time for J-Hope to brag about how much time he spends in airplanes, with the same rap he used in Airplane from Hope World. It's a great verse, and very much the celebratory mood of the chorus extended. Suga and Jimin come in for the bridge to remind us of the other side of the coin. In the list of things they don't know how to do is how to stop and how to take a break. Really, this verse should be added to what I call the BTS workaholic genre. BTS work hard to the point where they don't actually know how to stop working hard. But they also don't know how to fail. BTS may experience failure, as they mentioned in the first verse, but they don't know how to fail overall. Or, to put it another way, they might lose a battle, but they always win the war. Suga is fed up with seeing people cutely bragging about their money on TV. Meanwhile, Suga's passport is about to die from overwork. The people bragging on TV are the ones who benefited from the media, who are better at playing celebrities. Meanwhile, BTS are still the same as they've always been, hardworking musicians. If I were to pick out a key lyric from this song, I'd probably pick the second half of the chorus. We going from Tokyo, Italy, Hong Kong to Brazil. No matter where in this world, I will sing. El Mariachi. Fundamentally, BTS isn't bragging about being rich enough to fly private, or, as I said earlier, taking all these flights for vacation purposes. What they're celebrating is the fact they're working hard as traveling musicians. For those who might not know, I have a Patreon-only podcast called The Bang Pod. Bang Pod isn't scripted, and occasionally I like to include little excerpts of it in the main podcast. So let's jump into one of those excerpts. In the first episode of The Bang Pod, I was going through old articles from BTS's debut era. So here's me talking about one of them. This first one is from 2013. It's June 28th was when they were interviewed. It's for sportssoul.com. There's a question about rivalries outside the group. Like, is there a group that they're rivals with? Now, this is 2013. None of the major labels had debuted a group in 2013. It was all small labels. But EXO had come out just the year before. And back in the early days, I think EXO was, from the fans' perspective, BTS's main rivals. Certainly the fan wars were the biggest between those two fandoms. Here, again, I didn't write down who was speaking. I don't think the article said, but when asked about if they have any rivals, they said, "There isn't a group in particular who we feel is our rival. They all seem to be brimming with individuality, but we haven't had much leisure to check them out lately while tending to our own rice bowls." So it's like, you know, they're tending to their own work rather than looking at what other people have. So I think this is just a really diplomatic answer, obviously. But I also think that back then, especially BTS were sort of outside the box in terms of what sound they were doing, what they were going after, what their musical inspirations were. It was very much outside of other K-pop groups at the time. So I don't think they're wrong either. I think they're, when they're like, they all seem to be brimming with individuality, they're like, we're very different. Like, if there was another group that was doing hip hop inspired by, Nas, Nas and Eminem, I think that would be slightly a different case, right? So then they were asked, since it's well known back then that at least two of the members were underground rappers, they were asked why they debuted as idols. And this was Suga's answer. "I was an underground rapper for a long time. I have a goal. I want to be the bridge between mainstream music and underground hip-hop. They're so busy slandering each other. It's probably too soon to say I want to unite the two. I'd sound pretty bombastic, wouldn't I? As long as I can make good music, it doesn't matter if I'm an idol or an underground rapper." And I think, like, that really has stayed true, like, tested, time-tested. That's very much true to them today, too. RM, of course, went through several years of identity crisis between being an underground rapper and an idol, and how to sort of marry those two worlds. and what exactly he was, how to define himself. He was very much in his head about it, which is he's been honest about being in his head about way too much always. But it sounds like it's kind of funny because in this interview, it sounds like Suga actually gave the answer that RM would eventually reach himself, which was that as long as I can make good music, it doesn't matter if I'm an idol or an underground rapper. That's sort of the answer that they came back to, or at least RM, when he was struggling with this question for several years, this is what he came back to. And that's the end of the episode. So it's time for me to spin the random wheel of songs and pick the song for next week's episode. So let me pull that up. And the winner is, oh, it's an early one. It's Intro, Oh Are You Late 2, from Oh Are You Late 2, BTS's second mini album in 2013. That'll be fun. I'm gonna need a refresher on that one, to be honest. If you have any thoughts to share, please reach out. If you'd like to discuss this episode, today's song, or have a say in what song gets selected for discussion in the future, you can find me over at Patreon at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com or find me on Blue Sky under A Brand New Day Pod. Thanks. Have a good rest of your day.